the first annual, no, inaugural. First annual inaugural episode of Cornell and Dan make a podcast for beer. Or related to Pacific Beer Chat.
It's for beer, though.
For beer. Today it is called The Backwash.
Oh, I like it.
So I am Cornell, formerly of the Brew Art Inlet blog, of Pacific Beer Chat fame. No fame. And I do some stuff with What's Brewing Magazine, and I got my pal Dan here.
Formerly of my parents' basement.
Right, right. And you have a degree in political science.
I have a degree in political science and intolerance for most opinions. So right. That's the point of this show.
Right, and so the point of this show is Dan's going to make a statement, I'm going to make a statement. We're basically just going to argue about that statement.
We may or may not agree on it. We may or may not.
We're playing Ivy League debate rules.
But not as much as we were last time when we did our test.
When we did our test run. This is not the pilot episode.
That's right. You guys are getting...
This is the best we could do.
Yeah. That's what we should call it.
This is the show called The Best We Could Do.
The Best We Could Do.
All right. So, basically how it works is we've got three statements we're going to throw out and then discuss... we had rules, and then we threw them out. There are no rules.
It's Thunderdome rules.
Thunderdome.
Two men enter, one man leaves. With beer.
Okay.
All right.
And so, should we just start?
I think we should start. It's beer podcast. All right, hold
on. All right.
I like that we did that in stereo.
Together.
Yeah.
All right. Also, Dan and I happen to go to ABC Brewing Company down in Sapperton. And we are drinking Can't Stop the Hops! IPA. It's not a reference to Latin America.
I'm loving this can art. I love that I'm a fake skateboarder from back in my childhood, but... Oh, this is done by Adam Hopkins. This is the artist. The kids out there, if you know your skateboard companies, Adam Hopkins was associated with girl skateboards back in the day. His logo was just the women symbol on the bathroom. They were great. They had like Rick McCrank. I think Chad Muska was on there for a while. Chad Muska.
Colin McKay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool skateboard company.
Statement one.
All right.
Be it resolved.
Let it be heard. Be it resolved. Let's just go with it. Craft beer at sporting events. We're going to go with the easiest one first.
Okay, but you got to...
Oh, my position on that. Oh, right.
You got to be it resolved that...
Be it resolved that craft beer ought not to be served at sporting events. My reasons being, one, you've already spent substantial cash money getting to there. We're going to say hockey games at least for a minimum. Well, heck, we'll throw in anything.
Sure.
Pick your poison. Point two, you should be focusing on the game, not on your beer. Don't be sitting there smelling your bouquet, talking about on your nose. The only thing that should be on the nose is the puck off that guy's face.
All right, are those all your points?
That is all I can think of right now.
Right, okay. No. No.
No.
And I'll tell you why no.
Subject two.
No, okay. Here's the thing, as you say... going to a sporting event is very expensive, and it is entertainment, and sure, your focus should be on that game. But I'm not going to sit there and spend a ton of money to enjoy something and then suffer through a crap beer. Fact is, I'm going out there, I'm intending to have a good time, and if the beer I'm drinking is actually taking away my enjoyment, that's a problem. And not having the option... to drink something slightly better. I'm not going to... it's going to call it GM Place. I'm not going to Rogers Arena and expecting, you know, Alibi Room level stuff, level beer. If I want a beer, I want to be able to enjoy a beer. I don't want to have to suck down a warm Bud Light.
First of all, for you kids out there, I like my terrible beer. I like my great beer, too.
Okay.
But I'll have you know, sir, that Bud... It's the only time I ever buy it. It is not
you.
Warm.
You and I both know there's a difference between terrible beer and terrible good beer. Or good, terrible beer. Okay?
Yes, all right.
Warm Coors Light, warm Bud Light.
Well, anything is warm.
Terrible, terrible beer.
Anything warm is not real beer.
Unless a it's nice, cold Coors Banky Banquet. Yeah,
a little Banky. Colorado.
That's a good, bad beer.
This is a good, simple beer.
But sometimes I want a bad, good beer.
What a bad, good beer.
I want like a Steamworks Pilsner. That's a pretty good.
That's a pretty good beer.
Sometimes I want a bad, good beer like a Phillips Blue Buck.
It's also a good beer.
It's a bad, good beer.
I should note, my scale is like 95% of the beers out there are good beers. I think my worst beer tops out at Natty Light. That's okay. Where we're going.
But you know, my frustration is like, I don't want to have a choice between friggin' Budweiser that sat warm on the table for 5 minutes because they're pouring them like every, you know, a beer every 10 seconds and leaving them on the table for me to come up and, you know, get my 10 ounces of plastic cup beer. Warm plastic cup beer. I don't want that.
I've never experienced this problem.
You never been to a sporting event?
Yep.
If I want to have the option, number one, yeah, I'll drink a Banky all day. I'll drink a cold Banky.
Yeah.
But I also want the option to have something that's slightly more enjoyable. And God damn it, if the price is a dollar more and I'm paying $8 anyway, and it's going to be $9, that's fine with me. Case in point, BC Place has the Drunk Pigeon or something. It's a stupid pub name. It's supposed to be their, like, crafty area.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a couple of years, I don't think. Really? But they used to have in 16-ounce cans, Steamworks Pilsner. They had a couple. I think they had the IPA from Central City. You know, some.
Well, good. I would argue that soccer is so boring that you have to have a good beer.
I think people have been saying that for time immemorial.
That's how, I forgot what the brown ale is.
That's how David Beckham became a pop star.
People were too drunk to notice he wasn't there.
The game is so boring, they focused on his hair.
Yeah. Well, you're the soccer player here. All right, I hear you on that. But I still can't do it. I mean, it is another $3, right?
It's not. It's like a dollar.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
Can we find out? Can we Google it? Are we allowed to Google it? You have to only talk. In my head, all right, so you go to the Raj, right?
Yeah, you can
That's
Google.
What we call that. The Raj.
They don't post the prices. All right,
let's not worry about it then. So you got, you know, you're in the we're not fancy, so we're definitely in the upper deck.
Come down to the sports bar. That's what.
Well, there is the one.
Also, okay, side argument. How dumb is it that the big new pub? So if you're not from Vancouver. Which
Why are you
weird.
Listening to this podcast?
Yeah. But if you're not from Vancouver,
you've just never
They built a tower. They built several towers onto the arena.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And in doing so, they actually expanded the concourse. And Vancouver's arena is famous for having a tiny concourse. So there's now this actual one area of the arena where there's actually, like, walking space. But there isn't because, like, everybody's packed in, like, sardines anyways.
I like that.
Yeah, it's, but then you see, like, you see the satellite hot stove, and they're showing you, like, the concourse in Toronto. You're like, man, these guys can just, like, breathe. Anyways, so you go there, and they have, like, a full-on, like, nice, fancy Vancouver-style bar. And, like, I heard about this, and I'm like,
is it a sports bar upstairs? Because
no,
I've been to that one.
No, it's downstairs. I think it might be two levels, actually. I don't know. I've only been
I went there 3 years ago for opening season, and get this. In Vancouver, you know what we had?
What's that?
You got a complimentary beer with your ticket.
Really?
And credit to my ex-girlfriend, genius. You got a wristband?
Yeah.
So we went into the bar, like the sports bar. They gave us a wristband. We drank those beers. We went downstairs, and we went to our gate.
Yeah.
Gave us another wristband. So I got two free beers.
That's great. But the best name they could come up with, they have a marketing department, and they came up with the sports bar. The sports bar.
I mean, couldn't they just go with, like, Finnegan's Wake or something like that?
That would be a great name.
I mean,
because you know, Finn is the mascot. Or,
you never gave me that t-shirt. All right, Finnegan's, so.
Quick brainstorm. Better right, names than the sports bar at Scratch's Arena.
I don't know, bring back the tambellini. Or not,
do we have any good beer puns?
Who's the two, the Courtnells? They owned a bar across the street from,
You could just call it McLean's. Yeah. As in Kirk McClain.
Kirk McClain coming there pub. Like once a week. Yeah.
Be great.
Pavel Bure's Valerie Bertinelli.
Pavel Bure's.
Bure.
Pavel Bure's.
Bure's? Oh.
Yeah. Pavel Bure's.
And then you can just have like a Club 16 beside it where you're like Trevor Lynn judges you. He's like, I don't drink beer anymore. Trev! Trev.
Trevor Linden's, I'm just having one. I'm going on a cycle tomorrow.
That's just all my friends. Yeah. Trevor Linden is the original one beer bed boy.
Oh, Todd Beer Toozies. This is too easy.
I think Bertuzzi like legit had an alcohol problem.
No, he was just cool.
Oh, okay. An anger problem.
Pavel Bure's or Todd Beer Toozies.
What about
those are way better names than Sports Bar.
Pat Quinn's Raging Alcoholism.
Oh,
he's dead. He can't fight back.
He was an alcoholic?
No. I just assume because...
My mom met him. She said he was a real nice guy.
He was a nice guy. Did a lot of good things.
Got what about Bure? Beer Toozy. Any more beer puns?
Well, we could go with, like, Twin Sales, and it's, like... Oh, it's just the twins?
The Sedin Twin Sales?
Why have they not, like, at least tried to ask them? Like, can you just come, your twins, everyone for... They would, like...
Yeah.
Blow up that brewery. Twin Sales, if you're listening. I know you are.
Sedin Twin Sales.
Sedin Twin Sales.
Yeah, that's genius.
Oh, yeah. That's my twins. All right, so... I think I actually... Because we have to take opposing sides. I mean, yeah. If I'm starting, I'll actually start with a craft.
Yeah, so start like, with a craft.
Beer, too. Because I don't want to be getting... I double-fist on the buds.
And you can't have... They stop selling in the second period, or the end of the second. Start at the third.
Halfway through the third.
So, my theory has always been, you have a nice dinner and a drink before the game. You maybe have one inside. Last time I went, I didn't have one inside. Didn't seem worth it. Don't know why.
I did that once. I was not drinking for the month of January one year, and I went to a Canucks game. First of all, I paid the most money I've ever paid for a Pepsi in my life, which just I should just have water.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, beer is part of hockey, so that's why they'll never do good in Utah. It's a Mormon joke, and they're not listening because they don't drink. All right.
You're done with this one?
I'm done with this one. You know, I agree with you. I think it's cool. The only thing I would tack onto that, one other, is what about baseball games? Because it's a long haul.
Yep,
it can't be...
There's only one answer to that, and it's 32-ounce cans of Bankies.
Yeah, that's in Colorado. That's actually how Blue Moon got started, I heard. It was like the beer they made for the... Yeah, that's cool.
Well, it was always owned by Coors.
Yeah. Well, because when I was in San Fran, actually, that was cold. I didn't have that problem. It was Skydome. It was one of the hottest days ever, and, you know, it's all concrete.
Mm-hmm.
I think I spent way too much money. I think I spent $100 drinking beer at the baseball game.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it's Toronto. Extra tax, right? Okay, sporting events. So I would say drink your craft beer at sporting events if you can, you kids out there, but keep your stick on the ice.
Okay, next subject.
Next one. Was it mine? This is yours.
Okay,
it is,
let me say.
I will say point one. Point one on that checklist.
Okay. Suburban beer is better.
No, not. Oh, okay.
Suburban Bear.
Suburban Bears.
Suburban Bears are better than City Bears. False.
I disagree. They're all scary tree sharks.
Suburban beer is better than city beer.
We're doing a podcast and you're eating cookies.
I like cookies.
Not really thinking that through, are you? Not a professional.
Never was.
No, not even claim.
What you got?
We have a third member here approaching the bench. It is a dog.
Hey, Penny, you can't do that. You're not a drinking age.
Yeah, you're only one. Suburban beer
versus beer.
City beer.
Steel and Oak, Twin Sales, Fieldhouse, better than 33 Acres, better than... Main Street. Oh, I'm going to say better than Brass Neck just to piss people off.
Well, before I go into my talking points against you, I'm going to say in the city, I think you've got older breweries.
Mm.
So you've got more depth and character of beer. You've also got spread out more. You don't have the beer hounds just in every single spot, so you can get into places.
Is it spread out more?
Like, logistically. Like,
I think the suburbs are spread out
more. I don't mean physically spread out. I mean, like, the people who drink beer in all the breweries, they have more options. So it's not always
crowded. Yeah. So there's more options.
But you got...
So it's more competitive, is what you're saying.
You got cool stuff. Like, you got Strathcona.
You have
Strath, yeah.
With its weird mini store. I haven't been in there since it first opened.
I just saw a thing on the internet that looked like their mini store has become a chipping area for golf.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yep.
I like that. Yep. That's weird. That's in the middle of a neighborhood. No, I think there's more depth. There's more talent. It's only because in the suburbs, you are so limited that you have to be the good stuff. There's no crappy breweries out here yet.
Oh, see, I disagree there. I disagree with how you disagreed with me. Because I would say there are crappy breweries.
You're going to drop a hammer?
There are crappy breweries.
Call out.
Well, it's not crappy. I wouldn't say like...
Lesser?
Yeah, there's lesser, right? Like, there's less... I just think when you look at the top end, my argument's the other way. I think we have a better top end out here. I think Brass Neck makes great beer. I think
they rotate their taps
Strange Fellows makes great beer. And then I kind of find, like, I see that level of beer in the city. And then I'm shook. I don't know. Where do you go? Like,
if I'm in town, well, it depends on what part of town I'm in. But, I mean, Brass Neck is the optimal one. That's just also because it's Main Street. So if you have to go anywhere else, you can duck around.
Yeah.
It's worth the wait. I am a fan of Callister over there. I think it's kind of a cool little spot.
Callister just changes so much year to year.
Yeah. I mean, actually, the new Parallel 49 is pretty awesome. But again, I guess you're talking beer quality. But again, this is how you are exclusively looking at beer. I'm looking at ambiance and all.
Well, no, I'm saying, where do I want to go? Like, where am I excited to go? And like, when I think, like, I love craft beer, obviously. But when I think about where I'm excited to go and check out, I'm not actually drawn to the city fairly often.
Well, I mean, also, I'm pretty sure you got hookups in town or out here.
You're more famous. Yeah, but I get more excited about the beer coming out of the suburbs than I do in the city, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
actually,
I'm just taking a look at the map.
I gotta say, Lupolo is doing some cool stuff, and I like the temporals. I do like the fact that Lupolo has temporal as a part of it, and together they make a pretty hot shit brewery when you put them together. Actually, temporal is pretty hot shit, no matter how you cut it. Strath is I'd say, in that just below that top tier brewery in my mind, and then you have Superflux off and on, and that sort of brings it right up again as a physical place brewery, sure. Parallel 49, I wouldn't say it's in that first or second tier, but I like that we have...
It's like a good hand.
We have, like, it's a big independent brewery.
It's our 10 barrel.
No, it's not, because 10 barrel is owned by a
man. I just mean how it is in, like, cities. It's usually bigger. They've got more than just...
10 barrel
is
a bad example.
Okay, it's just like,
it's the closest thing to an American craft brewery.
Deschutes.
So yeah, it's a but I would say, like, they're a little more, like, I don't like everything they do, and I don't necessarily like their branding.
Like everything everyone does? I like their branding.
But I think they're, like, a little more indie styled than, like, similar sized breweries in other places in the world. They have a little more, I don't want to use the word edginess, because that's a stupid word, but they have
they
a little
more... They are an East fan.
They have a little more DIY, they're a little more punk rock. Right. They're not my favorite place.
I think the most weird thing about the city is just how, like, the majority of them are all in, like, Grandview area, like Grandview Woodland area.
Well, it's just the way our zoning works. And what's
but then Mount Pleasant, too. I've lived in both.
But my argument here is, like, the places I get excited about that are making really cool beer are, like, Steel and Oak. They have a great vibe. They got great branding.
They do.
They have
you can
a
bring
great
your own
room.
Records.
You can bring your own food. One of my favorite things to do is get a Sando, head in there. Yeah, that's a great place. I think Twin Sails, very similar, great vibe, great beers. I know some people are, you know, feel their beers are hit and miss, and I can, well, not hit or miss, but sometimes they miss. But I think when you're trying stuff all the time, you're
gonna
miss.
Gotta take a shot.
And I also know, like, place like Twin, I know, and I Steel and Oak, and a lot of the better breweries, they, if they really feel something's not good, they dump their stuff, and that's a sign of, I'm respecting the craft in my mind. So,
I'll give you this. On a hot summer's day,
yeah,
the suburbs breweries have pretty much the entire city beat because none of the city ones have outdoor spaces.
There's no place like Brewers Row in Port Moody on a
who
warm
does?
Afternoon.
Does anybody in the city actually have a patio?
Just Parallel 49 is a crappy little one.
That's crazy.
Actually, I guess Brew Hall has a patio, but, like...
Brew Hall doesn't.
You're in a parking lot. And, like, that's the cool thing about Port Moody, too, in the suburbs.
Brew Hall's a restaurant.
Is, like, yeah, you're on a street, but you're like facing the ocean.
Yeah.
What's it called? In Abbotsford, Fieldhouse has a great vibe too there.
You need to level that green strip a little bit. It's kind of a hill.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I went there after mountain biking one day, totally not expecting anything. Like, I'd had their beer once or twice, but I wasn't thinking about it. Because I wasn't riding, so I was a little like, ooh, I need food. And that was really good beer and absolutely awesome. Dude, I think they're just so different.
Right.
They're just absolutely so different that the city one for me is more like, and this might get into our next point that we've talked about, but I think I like the crowd a little bit better in the city. I think you, but I mean, there's more pretension, absolutely.
Oh.
But it's less like dads who I just like don't want to talk to.
Sorry. You're not wrong, but when you're talking about crowd, you're making me think of North Van, because they've got a great little scene there, too.
I feel like North Van would be the good one, except everyone's stinky.
House of Funk, beer brewing, it's kind of like, it reminds me a little bit of Port Moody. It's not quite the same thing. It's a little bit more urban, a little bit more industrial at the same time, and the patios aren't as big and the rooms aren't as big, but like, same, like when I think of beer brewing and House of Funk brewing, they're that same sort of quality. Up the road, North Point, which you may hear me speak about if you've listened to the Cardell Goes to North Van podcast.
I haven't. Yeah.
No, it just came out. It's brand new.
I saw that. Download, like, and subscribe.
Download, like, and subscribe. Not a big fan of their pricing model, but they had an interesting room.
Okay.
Interesting room, cool room. And, you know, I think it's more that vibe, people, that low vibe that I know my friend Darren hates. Not the people or the place, just the sort of low vibe, lower lawn stuff.
Oh, okay, that's like a thing. I thought it was like a tone that they were using.
It's just like, and I get it. I think what you're saying, the crowd, like one of the things I'm not a big fan is that like conspicuous consumption sort of vibe that you get at places like that are very brand forward.
Such as?
Well, I always give 33 Acres shit.
Well, it's Instagram in real life.
Yeah, it's like, and it doesn't work. Like, if you've ever been to 33 Acres, it's the worst place to sit down, hang out, and have a beer because the place is so full of hard services. The acoustics are terrible, and I know you're thinking, how bad could it be?
Well, it's real bad. It was worse. I was there before they made it better.
That said, the quality of beer is pretty good, and I've heard it's recently gotten better with their new brewers, so it's actually a place I'm excited to check out again.
I was there 2 weeks ago at the 33E, or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah,
EXP. Louder room, a little more relaxed room though, but I was impressed with the beer. I just had like a stout, and you know, what am I gonna want out of a stout?
They're good beer.
They do a real good job. They're the basic bitches of beer.
Yeah, I mean that's
but they know that, like they want chicks with hats.
That's a great way to describe. I mean, I know you can't make this equivalent right now, but like North Point Brewing, how would I describe that? It's pumpkin spice. And
everything ugly. Nice.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Not necessarily so bad. I've got good friends who love. I love pumpkin spice. Not gonna lie. Big fan of pumpkin spice. That shit didn't cost.
We have $67
a drink. I'd be drinking pumpkin spice all October long. Anyways, I think we got sufficiently off course. So,
but so. We agree there's great breweries everywhere, but...
Different vibes, different vibes.
Depends on your vibe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the last one is yours, which is actually, I think, the top of this list.
Yeah.
Fun one.
All right. Well, that kind of fits into what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Children in the brewery. Now, we're not saying children shouldn't be in the brewery, or me
Are
specifically.
We? Are you? I thought that was your argument. You're coming in hot.
Well, I'm coming in hot? Yeah. Well, I already know our theory, so... coming in hot? Yeah, you know what? I don't want your damn kids in the brewery.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. I know it's legal or whatever, but, you know, sometimes it's just, I don't want to look at a child while drinking a beer, and that came out weird, but I don't want to, like, check myself and be a good adult.
Right, and I get what you're saying. I don't mind the kids in the brewery if we can get one thing straight with the parents, is that you're coming into an adult space, and adults should need to regulate themselves. For children, when it's clearly an adult space, like I'm not saying it shouldn't be inclusive, but it is an adult space. Like I shouldn't have to. I'm not gonna go out of my way to swear and cuss and be whatever because I wouldn't do that anyway. But at the same time, I shouldn't have to feel bad. I shouldn't get a snide look, because I dropped.
So we're just going old school British parents here, seen not heard.
Well, yeah,
that's you can't do that.
I always say to Banny, when we have kids, we're going to get an iPad, and the only place the kids can use the iPad is at the brewery. We're just going to rename the iPad brewery.
All right. Well, what if we were to, I don't want your kids scampering underfoot, you know? Like, no. Do you know how many times I almost need a kid in the head by accident at a brewery? Because I'm not looking for him. I'm an adult learner.
The worst part is, and people will tell me, like, no, that's not true, but it is. Like, okay, so breweries have capacities based on, like, fire regulations and space and all that. It's a big calculation. It's a big deal to a brewery, right? Because they make a lot of their money through their front of house, people drinking pints, all that junk. And, you know, the amount of people you can get in there can affect your bottom line. Now, I'm sure most breweries would not count children in their numbers when they say a 50-person capacity.
Well, legally, they're obligated.
But they should be. And the fire marshal could come in and do a check. And I've worked at breweries. Fire marshals actually come by way more than you think. Like, it's probably monthly. They'll stop by and they'll just double check. And they're not dicks or anything. Like, fire marshals are good people. But they will check. And babies...
Babies shouldn't count.
I think that my understanding is that they do. So, if you're going to have your kid in there and they're taking up, revenue-based space for that brewery...
Don't be spending it 2 hours. You got, like, 45 minutes. You got to get
totally. The fuck out. And, like, pick your spots, too, right? Like, you don't need to be there. Like, if you're going to have kids there, like, I think breweries are more than welcome, in my mind, to have, like, rules. Like they have, just like, you know, you go to a brewery in the States and they say your dog is welcome as long as it's well behaved. I guess nobody can see me raising my hands.
Yeah, you were making the moment of like, hey, why not?
Yeah. But why not that?
Yeah. What about like kid hours? Like, what if we instituted a reverse adult swim here?
So just kids in the pool.
Just a full adult swim. At a certain point, kids... Sayonara, see you later.
Yeah, and like, I think there's something to be said for that too. Like, I don't think things get a little, you know, depending on the brewery, depending on the vibe, things can get a little less kid friendly at certain points in the evening. A dusk till dawn rule.
Case in point, I was at North Paw on Saturday night with my two buddies, one who is a father. We opened the door, and there was kids coming out. He's like, oh, it's like 8:30. Why are there kids here?
Yeah.
He's a father. Because he sees it the same way. He's like, there's got to be separation.
Totally.
My parents wouldn't have done that. They would have just been happy to not see me for like an hour.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, I've also... Summer days are different, especially down at the Row. One of my favorite things is when you see the parents who are like... This often happens, especially on the Row, where you go in with one group of friends to have a, you know... chill beer in the afternoon, and then you see another group of friends come in, you're like, oh, I'll have two. And then it's like, they see another group of friends come in, and they're on their third or fourth beer, and their kids are getting bored, so they do the whole, hey, Johnny, here's $10. Why don't you go across the street with your sister, and you go get ice cream. No, not two scoops, one scoop each. And yes, you can walk to the end of the pier, but here's mom's phone. Call me if there's a problem. I see that all the time, and that's not a bad play. But at the same time, like, you only got one play, right? Your kids can only have so much ice cream.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I get you. So, you know, it affects the ambiance, and that's not a good thing. Nope. But like doggos, you know, that almost just bit me. you gotta limit them. You gotta limit them. Yeah, adult swim, I think, is a legit thing.
All right. Okay,
sorry, so... Sorry, that. All right.
Well, I think that's the episode. So, well, we got some shout-outs.
We got a shout-out right now?
We got a shout-out to No Frills. Yeah. That place is a great place to get groceries from. Not your anything fresh, but your staples. Did a real nice shop there. I was really happy with the experience. Dan?
I got a shout-out to Tacos. Because, you know, I'm a basic boy, and I like tacos. And I had good tacos last night at La Taqueria. They have a really good pastor.
Nice. Favorite beer?
No, we can't do that yet. You need more than one shout-out. That's it? That's all you got? That's not getting you pumped?
I'm going to go with Prince Harry, Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah. Good for them.
I just like that. I think
those kids are going to make it.
Yeah. I think I think this will be a good go.
Yeah.
Good go. I'm wishing them all the best.
I got a shout out to the weird old guy at the bar on Friday night. He appeared to be between the ages of 45 and 60. Couldn't tell you. He probably smoked. He looked terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He just constantly was asking the rest of the bar what he should have for dinner. It was great.
Okay.
I told him a hamburger because, you know, it's a pretty solid choice.
In that vein, I'm going to go with the guy at the bar who's 40 but never learned how to dress. And so he...
Most 40-year-olds.
He now goes around the bar wearing his flannel over top of his white t-shirt and his black sweatpants and his blacked out Monarch slapping people in the back saying, I haven't seen you in ages.
Or maybe he's like got some weird meta thing where he's just aware of all the dad joke stuff and he's embraced it, like all these new fathers who are dressing as dads.
You know who that would be? That would be Kevin Smith if he hadn't made Clerks.
He never would have left Jersey.
Yeah, but he'd still be that guy. I don't know what the Jersey equivalent of an insulated flannel is.
It's an insulated flannel.
Yeah.
What about... I got another shout-out. Shout-out to people who just drive slow. I see you.
Okay.
I'll get you. All right. You go with it. What's your favorite beer, Carnell?
Favorite beer? You know what? I'm going to go with the classic ice-cold Banky.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I love me a nice Banky. It's a nice beer. You?
My favorite beer this week? I got to tell you. The Slow Pour.
Ooh.
Was it an IPA?
No, it was a Pilsner.
Slow Pour Pilsner.
Czech Pilsner.
At ABC. Big shout out to ABC.
And Saps.
You know what? They're doing everything right. They're in a weird spot. I like it. It's hard to get to. Not really. Yeah. But it's just in such a random spot. And I had my ass kicked by a child playing Connect Four. I'm pretty sure that kid was cheating.
It was a Sunday afternoon, though, so it was okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't
it was
adult
fine.
Sometime.
Yeah, yeah. Also, these kids have definitely seen me drink.
All right, and that's episode.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.